I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, we're going to step out of the barber shop for just one day so I can talk it up with my girls in the beauty shop. We have some things to work out. But first, as you heard just a few minutes ago from his new boss at WABC in New York, Don Imus will be back on commercial radio as of December 3rd. Now that he's coming back, the debate over his comments and his style will rev up. Commentator Mary Curtis says news organizations would do well to find the right voices for that discussion.
So I've heard Al Sharpton answering Meredith Vieira's questions on the Today Show, and Michael Eric Dyson sparring with Pat Buchanan on Hardball. They were all discussing whether Don Imus deserves another chance. Now, I have nothing against Sharpton, Dyson, or Buchanan. Well, maybe a little against Buchanan, who in that interview told Chris Matthews that Amos and Andy was a great television show. But tell me, who's missing from this dialogue? Black women, of course. It's ironic that the very people who were disrespected continue to get no respect. They don't even have a voice in a debate that centers on their image and their morals. Nothing seems to have changed from a little more than 6 months ago when Imus Gate broke. Back then, only a few black women got the chance to talk about why Imus's comments cut so deep. Just one here or there explained how the assault on the femininity, the morality, the humanity of black women has been a relentless thread in the fabric of America. Only a few academics were given the time to lament the image that no amount of Condoleezza's or Oprah's or Beyoncé's has managed to shake. Mostly, the Rolodex has spit out the usual suspects: Sharpton, Jackson, rappers, pundits. Nothing has changed. Maybe things have gotten worse. Imus has more fans than ever, standing up for his First Amendment right not only to spew bile, but to do so with a high-profile megaphone. For him, it's redemption without penance or even a promise to do better. The scandal may be the best thing that happened to his career. In 2007, black women are still fighting for the basic right to be themselves, to be beautiful, talented, and smart. They're still fighting for the right to be heard. I'm black. I'm a woman. I don't like what I hear. There, I said it, even if no one is listening.
Mary C. Curtis is a columnist for the Charlotte Observer.